This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. After a visit today from U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to talk about immigrant arrests, Illinois politicians say they will continue to protect the state's sanctuary laws. My colleague Claire Lane reports Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll continue to enforce laws that ban local police from helping federal immigration agents. And after Noem's visit to West Suburban Lombard, Democratic Illinois Senator Selena Villanueva says she won't stop fighting to protect the rights of immigrants.
In Illinois, we follow the rule of law. We follow the Constitution of this country, unlike those who seek to kidnap people without due process.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Juliana Stratton accused Noem of spreading lies. Weiss Memorial Hospital on Chicago's north side in the Uptown neighborhood has closed. A sign on the door of the emergency department tells patients the closest ER is about a mile away at Thoric Hospital. The federal government, starting on Saturday, plans to cut Medicare and Medicaid payments to Weiss. Weiss had relied on those funds to stay open. The feds say Weiss has been in and out of compliance with quality and patient safety issues for months. An Illinois appellate court today has ruled serious Chicago police discipline cases will need to be heard in public. My colleague Patrick Smith reports Chicago police can now decide to have serious discipline cases decided through arbitration or by the Chicago Police Board. The police union has been battling with the city over whether those arbitration hearings should be held in secret. Today's ruling is a victory for the city. Police Board President Kyle Cooper calls it a win for the people of Chicago and for police officers because transparency makes clear the difference between officers who uphold the law and those who violate it. The police union is expected to appeal. And astronaut Jim Lovell has died. Lovell flew to space four times. He was also part of the crew that orbited the moon for the very first time. He was part of the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission. His family says they'll miss his unshakable optimism and sense of humor. Lovell was 97 years old. He died in Lake Forest, Illinois. Hundreds of thousands of school kids and maybe their parents and teachers around the Chicago area heard Lovell's voice during visits to the Adler Planetarium as part of the museum's Mission Moon exhibit. This is where Lovell describes what it was like to be in the Gemini 12 spacecraft with fellow astronaut Buzz Aldrin. Jim Lovell died at 97. You're listening to The Rundown. This week at an art gallery in Chicago's East Garfield Park neighborhood, a group of advocates and community members came together to make a quilt. Now, this is not your average bedspread type quilt. Every square in the quilt is a portrait of a person who is or used to be locked up inside an Illinois prison. My colleague Lauren Frost was there and has this story.
At a big wood crafting table, Darnisha Lanier is holding a stack of photographs of her son, Sharon.
I mean, look at these pictures. All he does, he smiles. He's always smiling, a happy-go-lucky person. And he's still that way. You know, even though he's been in prison for 28 years, he hasn't lost that.
Darnisha's son is serving two life sentences. He's been incarcerated for more than half his life.
He has a master's degree, he has a barbering license, and he's teaching now. So he's doing a lot of things.
Soon, portraits of Sharon and dozens of other incarcerated loved ones will be sewn together into a collective quilt that can be displayed at events or brought to rallies. Fiber artist Stevie Emmerich says there's a long history of quilts being used as a political tool.
This is a great example of how quilting can be like a form of history keeping and like documentation, and everyone's bringing in like pictures and names and words, and all of that is going to be stitched together.
But first, Darnisha is confronted with the same difficult question that faces everyone in this gallery. How do you encapsulate your son, your nephew, your partner, your friend in a fabric square the size of your hand?
He is like no other. He's very vibrant, and you can like tell when he walks into a room.
Yamadi Gonzalez is here making a square for her fiancé, AJ, who's at a low-security prison in Kewaunee, Illinois. She put her handprint on the fabric. Now, between the fingers, she uses brightly colored thread to stitch words like trust and loyalty.
Words have become very meaningful for us the past, like, 11 years. We can't, like, physically have much time together, so talking and communicating have been, like, the foundation of our relationship, so that's what I wanted to capture.
Nearby, AJ's mom, Carmen Aliquin, has decorated her square by spelling out her son's name in musical notes.
AJ would always be singing to all of us.
I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. But AJ was loved and is still loved by many, many.
One of the organizers, Julie Anderson, with the advocacy group Restore Justice, says these meetups aren't just about the quilt.
One of the reasons we're doing it is because creating this together, I believe, builds community, and we are a community out here of loved ones. And also just to kind of show other people that those people inside have people outside who love them.
Across the room, Darnisha Lanier finishes the quilt square for her son. It's got his name and photo on it, a couple of colorful butterflies, and at the bottom, one big word, freedom.
He wants his freedom. He wants to be home.
And while Sharon and everyone else incarcerated in Illinois can't travel, the quilt can. Sharing a small part of who these people are beyond their convictions, square by square. Lauren Frost, WBEZ News.
Weather, a sunny, hot day with a high of 92, the heat index pushing up toward 100, muggy and warm tonight, a low near 73, continued sunny and hot for the weekend, highs in the low 90s for Saturday and Sunday, and again, brutal heat indexes near 100. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.